This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said mediators will keep trying to close an elusive ceasefire deal after Hamas proposed numerous changes to a U.S.-backed plan. He said on Wednesday some of the changes were workable and some not. The back and forth laid bare frustration over the difficulty of reaching an accord that can bring an end to 8 months of war that has decimated Gaza, killed tens of thousands of Palestinians, and left scores of Israeli hostages still languishing in Hamas captivity. A UN inquiry found on Wednesday that both Israel and Hamas had committed war crimes in the early stages of the war in Gaza. The inquiry found Israeli actions also constituted crimes against humanity because of the immense civilian losses. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan has more.
The reports, which cover the conflict through the end of December, found that both sides committed war crimes, including torture, murder or willful killing, outrages upon personal dignity, and inhuman or cruel treatment. The report added Israel also committed additional war crimes, including starvation as a method of warfare. The COI statement said some of the war crimes, such as murder, also constituted crime against humanity by Israel, using a term reserved for the most serious international crimes knowingly committed as part of a widespread or systematic attack against civilians.
That was Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russia-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. We also shine a light on humanitarian crises and the ongoing ramifications of the climate crisis on the world's population. That's Flashpoint Global Crises on VOA News. Two people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press on Wednesday that negotiators for the Group of Seven have reached an agreement on a plan to provide Ukraine with $50 billion backed by frozen Russian assets. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will also sign a security agreement on Thursday between the U.S. and Ukraine when they meet on the sidelines of the G7 summit in Italy. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters aboard Air Force One the deal aims to send a signal to Russia of American resolve in supporting Kyiv.
Our goal here is straightforward. We want to demonstrate that the U.S. supports the people of Ukraine, that we stand with them, and that we'll continue to help address their security needs, not just tomorrow, but out into the future.
But Sullivan said Biden, who's fearful of being pulled into direct conflict between the nuclear armed powers, is not committing U.S. troops to Ukraine. A Russian Navy ship and a nuclear-powered submarine churned into Cuba's Havana Harbor on Wednesday. A stopover the U.S. and Cuba said posed no threat, but which was widely seen as a Russian show of force as tensions rise over the Ukraine war. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
William Leo Grand is a professor at American University.
This geopolitical alignment has echoes of the Cold War, but unlike the first Cold War, the Cubans are drawn to Moscow now not by any ideological affinity, but by economic necessity.
The stopover coincides with Cuba's worst social and economic crisis in decades, with shortages of everything from food, medicine, and fuel, and growing discontent on the street, according to Russia's defense ministry. The four Russian vessels sailed to the communist-run country on Wednesday after conducting high-precision missile weapons training in the Atlantic Ocean. Cuba's foreign ministry said the fleet carried no nuclear weapon, something echoed by U.S. officials.
That was Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. In sports, just hours before the start of Game 3 of the National Basketball Association Finals between the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks, Jerry West, one of the most iconic players in basketball history, died at the age of 86. Here's AP correspondent Gethin Kuba.
Never ceases to amaze me the places you can go in this world chasing a basketball.
Nicknamed Mr. Clutch for his late-game exploits as a player, West was a 14-time All-Star with the Lakers and won an NBA championship in 1972. He was a member of the 1960 U.S. Men's Olympic team.
The greatest thrill in my life was to win a gold medal, not to win an NBA championship.
West helped craft eight more championship teams while helping build the Showtime Lakers. I'm Gethin Kuba.
Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.